Next week, we'll hopefully find out who wins the presidency. But this election season has been about much more than the political race. There's the ratings race. CNN, Fox News, late-night TV have all been covering it. But who won and who lost there? Let's bring in NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Talk about this election on television. You know, the first thing we think of is CNN, ratings way up. But then, of course, there's risk there. They got into hot water when they had to let go commentator Donna Brazile, the Democrat who email showed sent some questions, debate questions to Hillary Clinton's camp. Are they a winner or a loser this year?
Yes. In my list, they're both. On the one hand, they've seen increased viewership. And their strategy under Jeff Zucker, their most recent sort of head of news, has always been to compete with Fox News amongst the viewers that advertisers really like, age 25 to 54, and they've really made inroads in that group. But I list them as a loser because to get that kind of achievement, they seem to have compromised some things. Indeed, Donna Brazile, a longtime analyst on CNN, also a major figure in the Democratic Party, making it look as if she was almost acting as a mole, giving Hillary Clinton advance notice. And it raised this question of, are they opening themselves up? Is there, is their material likely to wind up in the wrong hands? And it also raised questions about what do they get? Do they get access to the candidate, access to the campaign? Do they get extra consideration when it comes to figuring out who's going to host a town hall meeting or who's going to host a debate? These are all questions that sort of nip at CNN's credibility, and I think it's hit them really hard this year.
Yeah. I will say, though, just in passing, going to the conventions and seeing these people in action, man, you've got reporters like Dana Bash, Anderson Cooper, a lot of the commentators have been working their butts off to try to come right down the middle.
They have been working hard, but unfortunately, they are kneecapped in a way. They're undercut when executives and superiors make hiring decisions, like, for example, hiring Corey Lewandowski, who was a campaign manager for Donald Trump, was still getting severance and being paid by his campaign, and according to some reports, was still involved in planning strategy. I don't think it's that hard for CNN to say, look, if you're actively involved with a campaign, we're not going to pay you money to come and tell us,
right,
you know, about that campaign.
Because that's what spokespeople do. let's talk late night hosts and one you think is a winner. Here's Samantha Bee. She interviewed President Obama earlier this week.
After you leave office, have you thought of just whispering in Donald Trump's ear, you were right, I wasn't born here, just to, like, mess with him?
I think it's fair to say that I will be organizing my post-presidency where I'm not close enough to him to whisper in his ear.
That is very fair.
Eric, your thoughts?
So I listed B also among my winners because she's been the successor of Jon Stewart, not the guy who's actually hosting The Daily Show after him, Trevor Noah. She has channeled his sort of righteous indignation and also his way of digging deeply into subjects, and it's elevated her show and made her one of the real contenders in terms of satirists talking about this election.
We have to mention Saturday Night Live. Now, they gave Donald Trump a hosting gig during primary season. Let's listen.
I don't hold grudges against anybody like Rosie O'Donnell. She said some things about me that were hurtful and untrue. I said some things about her that were mean but completely accurate.
Now, Eric Deggans, at the time, you were, you know, you questioned SNL even giving him that slot, but you have them in the win column.
I have them in the win column in the sense that they have seen rating success and they have kind of manipulated the impact of Donald Trump on the media. They featured him as a guest host in the primary process when they could sort of shrug off the impact of elevating one candidate over another because there were so many candidates. And they saw a really nice ratings bump for them. And then when we got down to the general election and just two candidates, they had Alec Baldwin come on the show and develop this devastating parody impression of Trump that would allow them to sort of target his weaknesses and criticize him with their humor. So I think we have a clip of him playing Trump in the third debate. Let's check it out.
And Iran's going to write us a letter of, listen, where Aleppo isn't a disaster, and Iran is Iraq, and with Mosul is ISIS.
Mr. Trump, we have to move on.
Oh, thank God.
So briefly, Eric Deggans, you put Fox News and NBC News in the loss column. Why?
Well, Fox News lost its founder and CEO, Roger Ailes, in the middle of a sexual harassment scandal this year. And NBC News was hurt because its many different conflicts and connections made it tough for it to cover, for example, this clip from Access Hollywood that made Donald Trump look bad. Access Hollywood is an NBC-owned show, found the clip, but they couldn't get a story on air before the Washington Post. They got scooped by the Washington Post, and there's some sense that their conflicts made it tough for them, including the fact that Donald Trump first became a huge media star by hosting an NBC show called The Apprentice.
NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans. It all comes around. Eric, thank you.
Thank you.